joining us today is Dawn Verwink, and with her are two members of the Teen Leadership Program. They are Sky Klein from Pittsville High School in the exact center of the state of Wisconsin, and also Ashley Rusted from Wisconsin Rapids Assumption High School, where the Royal Event is going to be happening this weekend. So we welcome them, and Dawn, and hey, good morning, gang.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, ladies, you're going to need to get right to this. Yeah, go. Yeah, make like Mick Jagger. Okay. No. Okay, so as kind of I was talking to the ladies prior to this segment, that yesterday during the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce report, one of the things they reported on was the pending graduation of their adult leadership class, a really great program. So this is a nice segue to talk about teen leaders. Why don't we begin, for folks that are not familiar with the Teen Leadership Program, give us a little history about the thought behind creating it, who supports it, and how do teens get involved with it?
Okay, yes. The Encourage coordinates the Teen Leadership Program, and mainly it's designed to help teens explore what it means to be a community that works well for all people. And we do this through an adaptive hands-on learning environment, and there's four components. The first is the curriculum, so we use the seven habits of highly effective teens. We have a meet a community leader portion, grant making, and then also community project. And Carl, believe it or not, this is our ninth year. We just graduated our ninth class of teen leaders, so over 225 sophomore students have participated in the program.
I was going to ask you what grade they're. So sophomore students, I mean, that's and that's great.
Yes.
I mean, that that speaks highly of their high schools, speaks highly of their class.
Yes.
And speaks especially highly of them, like these two fine ladies. So I'm going to be talking to you ladies in just a little bit about why you got involved. But the idea is to, obviously, if you plant the seeds of leadership in young people, you're hoping they will become the next group of leaders in their home communities.
Exactly. And the program specifically targets students that have the potential to be leaders, and they may not currently be progressive in that role, but we do end up having a mix of some students that are the natural leaders and then some students that really have the potential. And sometimes they're just hanging back, letting the other students do it because the other students will go ahead and do it.
How are they identified?
The students go through an application process, and it's screened by a review committee. And a lot of factors come into play, so we try to balance the geographic location along with their activities and their interests, and a lot of dynamics going. We take 25 students.
Okay, so it's 25 students a class?
Yes.
Do they do a project?
Yes.
Okay, they do. So, okay, well, let's meet our two teen leaders here again, Sky Klein from Pittsville High School and Ashley Rusted from Wisconsin Rapids Assumption High School. I'll start with both of you ladies. You can... I guess we'll go with Sky first. Why'd you get involved?
It was just a great opportunity to get a hold of and just to learn how to be a leader and the fundamentals of everything with it all.
What about you?
I actually heard it from a few of my friends at the school. We were the ones that were in the juniors now. They were talking about how they were in it last year, and I was kind of interested in it, and so I found an application, and I applied, and I just kept learning more about it, and it was really interesting.
Now, you two come from two very distinctive backgrounds in terms of education, and that is you come from a private parochial school.
Yes.
Okay. You from a public high school.
Right.
You from a predominantly rural school district. You from an, for lack of a better term, more urban area. But, you know, you come from different backgrounds. Is that part of the learning or one of the things you enjoy most about this experience is that you get a chance to meet other students your age from different backgrounds and the like and learn from each other?
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. I mean, we all come in and we don't really know anything about each other. And as it gets going, you just become like really good friends with everyone. You learn about them really well.
What about you, Sky?
Yeah, it's the same with me. I was the only Pittsville person this year, so I had half to make myself have new friends and go out and have the chance to do it.
Hey, it's called schmoozing. Yeah. And, that's an important trait to have, especially if you were to become a businesswoman.
Yes.
Learning how to meet a new person and put on a smiling face and shake their hand and get to know each other.
I think that's one of the things that we've noticed throughout the years is that with the five different high schools, the kids breaking down the barrier and going beyond the network of their own school. And we have heard and seen them do things together once they graduate, and not only with the people in their graduating class, but the other students who have participated in the program as well. And they also reach beyond into people that haven't participated in the program. So the networks just continue to grow and grow.
Well, Ashley said that, it was your predecessors, the class before you, that encouraged you to sign up for the program.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, and I'm sure you'll do the same for the next group coming up. Yeah, okay. So, and that's, that teaches a principle there, too, of giving back and passing on.
Yes.
So, that's one of the things, you've learned something, pass it on to the next generation that's coming up. Okay, now, you said they had have they graduated already, or are they going to be graduating, or did they have a ceremony?
Yes, we had graduation last Wednesday.
Where was it at?
At Knights of Columbus.
Great. So, nice ceremony, nice evening for everybody.
Yes.
Were your parents all there so they could be proud of you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Well, hey, they should be, and we're all proud of you. Now, what did you folks decide as a class to work on project-wise? And then I'm going to get into what you learned or some traits that you take from the leadership class that maybe you weren't so strong with, but that you thought you developed more through this experience. But what did you decide to do for your class project or projects?
Okay, well, we had three potential projects, and it was the community art project, garden project, and healthy bodies and relationships and mental health stigma. And we ended up choosing the community garden art project, and let's just move on with that.
Okay, what's the community garden art project? Now, is this to do with the community garden out by your Assumption?
Yes. It's
okay,
like right
okay. The yeah, okay. Well, we've had the Terry Lezig here from she's the Wood County Horticultural Assistant who helps organize that. She's been on the program talking and encouraging people to get involved with the community garden. So what are you planning to do to brighten up that garden?
We kind of decided on what we should do, and what we really thought was be beneficial was to talk about it, and we threw in an artistic aspect to the gardens and really just kind of spiffied it up. We ended up painting these paddles and just some boxes, and
the plant boxes?
Yeah, planter boxes, and we spray painted them and made them colorful to add more splash into the garden. And
okay, hey, that's cool.
Yeah, when we got there, it was just one color, everything, and they wanted more color. And
okay, what color did you go with?
There was greens, blues.
It's the rainbow.
Rainbow, yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And so it brightens when the folks, and they're going to be using that not for as a teaching area, too, not just for the gardeners. The idea is to hold classes out there for anybody to come and learn about gardening.
Yeah,
So when they come there, or people just driving by, they're going to see this, wow. And that's what you want, right?
Yeah,
so they painted the pergola, which is the shade structure, and the featured color out there is the cranberry color. So
all right, hey.
Check that out, everyone.
Hey, that's cool. How long did it take you?
We had a day to work on it. It was from the morning till the afternoon.
Yeah, about 10 to 3.
Wow. Okay, so the whole class was out there, and everybody had a job to do.
Right, yep.
Okay. What was yours?
I painted the plant boxers, and then also there was a community sign that he had touched up. So me and another girl, we restained it and just painted it again.
Okay, way to go, Sky. What about you, Ashley?
I ended up helping kind of put everything into place. Like once everything dried off, we would kind of set everything up and get it ready.
What did you learn going through this whole process?
We kind of said when she mentioned the seven habits, there are these seven habits that we kind of focused on throughout the year. And the one that, like, really kind of stuck out for me was Lesson 6, which was Synergize. And it's basically stating, like, working together, and you come out really as a whole, and you really make... It's like when you work together as a whole, it's, like, what is so important.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's exactly what I would think that you learned. You learned to work as a team.
Yeah.
You had your... job to do. You had your job to do. Your classmates had their jobs to do. And everybody doing their jobs and helping out each other resulted in this beautification of the community garden.
Yeah.
For which I'm going to thank you right now to you and your classmates for, I'm sure the gardeners who will be working in that garden are very appreciative of that.
Yes. And there's also community garden walk going through,
mm-hmm.
and it's going through the community garden art, which we did, which is going to be very interesting, so more people get to see our artwork.
Well, we've just talked one of the habits. What habit did you?
My favorite was the begin with the end in mind. Just another great habit we learned. We learned a goal set and how to end with your goal and know what's going to happen with it.
And this applies to this project.
Yes.
So you folks
had a plan and then end.
Right. You said, okay, this is what we want to beautify the community garden. Okay, how do we do it? What are we going to beautify? So obviously you probably took a walk through the garden maybe before you started.
Yeah, a few of us got the chance to go out there and visit it when we were deciding on which one to do.
Okay.
And yeah, it was like winter time, so it was a bit cold, but it was still.
But you got to see, oh, wow, this thing looks kind of, like you said, the same color. It's a garden. Let's brighten it up.
Right, yeah.
Okay. What other, individually, I want you to look at yourself, and you've gone through, how many weeks is this again?
We start with an orientation in August, and we have graduation in May, so
okay.
Once a month for
okay.
the whole school year.
That's a pretty extensive period. Mm-hmm. When you started, Sky and Ashley, and we'll start with you, Sky, and then go to you, Ashley, what were something that you're going, oh, I'm not really good at this, and now maybe you've developed and you're going, hey, I can do this?
My big thing was meeting new friends and just...
Okay.
Yeah, having more self-confidence
self-confidence.
Yeah.
And being able to communicate.
Exactly, yep, that's right.
Yeah, if I couldn't do that, this job, if I didn't have that ability. What about you, Ashley?
Well, yeah, mine's basically the same. I came in as a big introvert, and I wasn't really able to push myself out.
Really?
And then when we had to go in, and it was so many new people, because there was only three from my school. And so I just basically had to put myself out there and meet new people, and I came back with so many new friends.
Okay, what did you learn from that, going through that? What did you learn about yourselves?
You can make it happen. You can just go out and express your feelings and how you are to other people.
Yeah, I kind of learned like not to like push myself back really, and really if I throw myself out there, great things can come out.
What about also learning to appreciate other people for who they are,
of course,
and not prejudge people?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be prejudged.
Yes, no.
Okay, and when you're vulnerable like that, to realize that other person is probably feeling the same way.
Yep.
Okay, so you think you're going to have, as a class, you're going to be sticking around, or like Dawn says, communicating during the rest of your high school careers?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I pulled out some friends through it, too, and we still talked.
Of course, now you guys have all those new social media tools to use.
Right.
You can all like one another on Facebook. If you were approached by a classmate who's been identified by a teacher or a counselor who says, hey, you should approve, and they went to you and said, hey, Sky or Ashley, Mr. or Mrs. wants me to take this up, and you went through it, should I? What would you tell them?
Oh, most definitely. It was a great experience, and go for all you can in high school because it ends quick, and get involved in everything.
What about you?
I would say absolutely. I mean, I never imagined I'd be able to do such like a huge project with just like myself, and then we really had the opportunity to grow together, and I just... Yeah, I would definitely recommend it.
Well, for two so-called introverts, look at, you're talking to a radio audience. And you're doing a great job. I guess that's the thing. We're developing Dawn, the talents of these young people. What are your career goals? I know you're sophomores right now, so you got some time. But is college or technical college? What kind of are you starting to develop a game plan? Especially now that you've gone through this and you've developed some skills, are you starting to keep a diary or write down things or?
I don't know. I was maybe considering nursing, so I have to go into more information about that.
Okay, but that's something. You got the time.
Something, yeah.
And you know how? Hey, if you know now how to approach somebody in that field.
Yeah.
And go, hey, I'm a student. I'm Ashley Rusted from Assumption High School. I'm considering maybe a career in nursing. You could talk to your counselor. Could you put me in contact with somebody that can give me more information?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what about you?
Yeah, I'm thinking nursing too, four-year college.
Okay. Yeah. But you got the time now to develop your plan, and you can use the skills that you learned during this process.
Yep. I think that's one of the things that we're seeing with the teens that are coming out of the program, sometimes right away as juniors and seniors, and then sometimes when they've graduated, is that they part of the intention of the program is to give back to the community, and we see them getting involved, and often their involvement is in areas that they have interests or they're passionate about. And whether they go out into the big wide world and explore elsewhere, we hope that they take these skills with them. And if they do come back, which we hope that they do come back someday, that even if they don't leave, that's great too. But to give back to the community in whatever way they're comfortable, and I think they learned about reaching and growing their networks, and to continue to do that.
And that's an important thing, because you know what, the heart of the Chamber of Commerce leadership class, that's what they do. They get together with their networks, and they got their projects. They got multiple projects, and they're going to continue working on one of them is developing the Red Sands Beach area to make it more user friendly for people with physical disabilities. And if you've been down there, it's kind of steep and everything else. And with that international water ski competition coming,
yes,
they want to be able to have it so it's user friendly for everybody.
Right. Yes.
So, but
in this instance. Sky lives in Pittsville, and that may seem like it's a ways away, and we have other students in Nakusa and Port, etc.
Right.
We're all connected. We're a regional area. We're all part of the same area. We have our own little place we call home, but we are all a hub and connected to each other.
Do you have a better appreciation of your community, the overall area, because of that? I'm glad you brought that up. Before we go to break, do you have a better appreciation?
Yeah, you appreciate your community more and other communities, knowing that you got to go in this class and know other people from other communities.
Do you think, Ashley, you realize there's a lot more going on around here than I realized?
Yeah, I actually didn't really know what the community gardens even was before this. And basically throughout our year, we got to learn about a lot more things going on in the community. And it was really interesting because I never heard of some of them before.
What community leaders did they get a chance to meet or interact with?
We were in Nakusa and visited the Cranberry Marsh walkers.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we have been to ODC.
Who's on this program on a regular basis?
Yes. The YMCA,
mm-hmm.
The courthouse.
I met with Steve Berlin from Mariani Packing Company.
Oh, yes.
So that was a very great experience, and just a new community leader.
What about you?
I met with Laura Locken, who actually volunteers with the community gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we really got talking about the gardens in itself, and she also helps with the Y while she works there.
Right. So that's cool. They get a personal interaction with someone who could be a mentor for them down the
yes.
road. So how did you end up getting involved? Was there a mentor, a teacher, a counselor that kind of pushed you? Ashley, you were mentioning you talked to somebody, but did someone come up to you, a teacher who really likes you, saw some potential in you and said, Ashley, I really think this program could help you? Tell your story for our listeners. Who was the person that got you to take that step?
Well, I wasn't really approached by a teacher or anything. It was Pretty much my friend Emily. I mean, I saw her last year. She'd always be gone.
She's
like,
a good friend.
What are you doing? Yeah. I was like, what are you always doing? And she said, encourage. And so I was really interested in it. And I was like, what do you do? And she told me about her project. And I was like, wow, can I, like, do this? And so she told me, like, I could. And so I went down to my guidance counselor, and I found an application. And I ended up applying.
And you had to step out of your comfort zone to fill out that application.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, good for you. And like I said, you got a really good friend. What about you?
For me, I had no idea what the program was about. No one from the older classes or the other class before me told me about it. So my guidance counselor came up to me one day because I'm involved in another team leadership thing at my school, and she said that, oh, this would be another great experience for you, and that's how I got involved.
Well, good for you. Yes. I mean, you took the chance. Hey, I can go meet with these other kids in these other schools and represent the Pittsville, is it Panthers?
Panthers, yeah.
Yeah, the Pittsville Panthers. So, I guess, bottom line is, you feel this was worth it?
Oh, yes.
Without a doubt. Okay. I would definitely do it again.
The experience was just great, meeting new friends. And
doing something now that when you drive by or walk by or whatever,
yep,
when you go by that community garden, you can say, we did that.
Yeah.
We brighten that spot up, and everybody goes, wow, this place looks different this season.
They did. They placed their mark on the community last week.
And that is great. Congratulations to both of you and all of your classmates. And anything else about, or if somebody or some business or organization would like to support this program?
Yes, I would just like to take a moment to thank over 20 sponsors who helped make the program possible this last year. And that includes providing locations and paying for lunches and paying for bus transportation or financial contributions. We couldn't have done it without the community, and our teams are so appreciative of the support and the way that the presenters, the way that people just support the program in general. So thank you.
And I will add my thank you, because I think if we invest in our young people, we will get a much brighter future.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you both for being